This is the Living Homegrown Podcast, episode number 16.
Welcome to the Living Homegrown Podcast, where it's all about how to live farm fresh without the farm. To help guide the way to a more flavorful and sustainable lifestyle is your host, national PBS TV producer and canning expert, Teresa Lowe.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Living Homegrown Podcast. I'm your host, Teresa Lowe. This podcast is where we talk about living farm fresh without the farm through artisan food crafts like canning and preserving, growing your own organic food, and just living a more sustainable lifestyle. If you want to learn more about these topics or my online canning course, just visit my website, livinghomegrown.com. Today is a little bit shorter episode, and it is basically a pep talk. As I was going through questions this week that people had emailed in or left as a voice message on my website, I noticed a recurring theme this week. It didn't matter if they were asking about water bath canning or pressure canning or even backyard chicken keeping, several people used the words afraid or worried or intimidated in their comments. So today, I want to give you all a pep talk. You know, people dive into homesteading and preserving for a whole variety of reasons. For me, it's about capturing seasonal flavor, connecting with my food, knowing exactly where my food came from and where I'm headed. It's also about reducing my imprint on the earth, because when I'm putting up food, I'm being less wasteful. In other words, for me, homesteading is about just living closer to the earth and supporting the environment through more sustainable food choices. I think that's the reason so many of us start on this journey, isn't it? We may not have a farm and even a large chunk of backyard, but we still want to dabble at growing food and raising chickens and making our own cheese and bread and all that stuff. We step into these things because it also makes us part of something bigger. But therein lies the problem. I'm finding that many times people who are just starting out on this journey feel really intimidated when they see what other people are doing. They may desperately want to start, but they're afraid to take those first steps because it looks like everyone else has it all figured out. And that first step can feel so huge, especially when you're learning something new like canning or fermenting or backyard chicken keeping. But here's the thing. Every single canner, every single backyard gardener, every single homesteader started at the beginning. Every single one. Even if they were born into that lifestyle, and most were not born into that lifestyle, but even if they were raised in a family that did all those things, they had to start at the beginning at some point. So if you want to learn a new skill, you simply have to do this. Start where you are. That's it. Just start where you are. Don't compare your jam to what you see in a book or your garden to the magazine spread you see, because honestly, those magazine pictures are not real. And you cannot tell how delicious a jam is from a photograph in a magazine or a book. So don't compare. You are on your own path. Embrace the fact that each one of us is in a different place, and that means that we can share and help each other along the way. And in case you didn't already know this, most gardeners, homesteaders, and even canners are the most generous and giving people you will ever meet. Everybody wants to help by sharing tips and hints and recipes, even their own seeds that they collected from their backyard. None of us know everything. We just seek out others who know more, and we share information with what we've learned, and that's the beauty of it. So, if you want to start learning how to do any of these things, just start simple. I always tell my canning students to start with just a simple recipe to give yourself some confidence. Don't start with that complicated, time-consuming chutney or marmalade. Instead, just make a simple blueberry or cranberry jam, which is pretty much guaranteed to work. And that way, you can build your confidence, you can learn the ropes, get a feel for the process, and once you have something under your belt, you can just pat yourself on the back and take another step. So if you're thinking about starting on a journey to be closer to your food, or maybe you want to learn more about canning and fermenting, or maybe you're just starting to grow your own garden for the very first time, and you're worried that you are going to make a mistake, or you're worried that you don't know as much as everybody else, just go easy on yourself and start where you are. You've got this. And if any of the rest of us are ahead of you on that learning curve, well, we've got your back, because everyone will share and help each other. It's not as scary as it seems. So that's my little pep talk for this week. I just want everyone to get over the fear and dive in. It's really fun. I swear, it's really a lot of fun. In the show notes for this episode, I'm going to have a lot of beginner information. I'm going to have some links for Growing Your Own Food 101, Backyard Beekeeping 101, Chicken Keeping 101, Canning and Preserving 101. It's just a starting point for so many of these topics. If you want those show notes and those links, just go to my website, livinghomegrown.com/16. Everything will be right there for you. So that's my pep talk. Start where you are. Thanks so much for listening. Just keep working on those food choices so that you're local, seasonal, and homegrown. See you next time.
That's all for this episode of the Living Homegrown Podcast. Visit livinghomegrown.com to download Teresa's free canning resource guide and find more tips on how to live farm fresh without the farm. Be sure to join Teresa Lowe next time on the Living Homegrown Podcast.